You are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome once again to In Him Meditations. And today we are meditating from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. And we're using the Passion Translation. So let's begin. In Him you have been made extravagantly rich in every way. You have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from your intimate knowledge of Him. Let's take it one more time. In Him you have been made extravagantly rich in every way. You have been endowed with wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from your intimate knowledge of Him. You know, this is a good place to finally personalize the scripture and speak it to our own lives. So, let's put it this way. In Christ, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from my intimate knowledge of Him. And I think we should take it one more time. You know, the essence of meditating this scripture is to keep saying it and repeating it until it gets into our consciousness. So don't mind if I'm asking you to keep saying it one more time over and over again, because the more you're saying it, the more you're becoming conscious of it, and the more you're becoming more aware of what the truths in it are for you. So let's take it one more time. In Christ, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from my intimate knowledge of Him. Another time. In Christ, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from my intimate knowledge of Him. And the final time, in Christ, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from my intimate knowledge of Him. I really like the first line of this scripture. It says, in Christ, in Him, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Concerning my life, there is no attribute of lack. There is no deprivation. There is no sign of poverty. I lack nothing. I lack no good thing. Because in Christ Jesus, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. Now notice, it didn't say I've been made rich in every way. Because if it said I've been made rich in every way, that would have been sweet. That would have been beautiful. But he said, I have been made extravagantly rich. I am not just rich in some way. I'm not rich in a few things. I'm not just rich in money alone. I am extravagantly rich in every way. I am extravagantly rich in money. I am extravagantly rich in wisdom. I am extravagantly rich in character. I am extravagantly rich in ideas, in innovation, in inspiration. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In patience. I'm extravagantly rich in health. I'm extravagantly rich with people. I'm extravagantly rich with favor, with connections, with contacts, with benefits. Oh, thank you, Jesus. With access. I'm extravagantly rich in every way. I do not lack money. I do not lack men. I do not lack people. I do not lack favors. I do not lack inspirations. I do not lack good health. I do not lack good living. I do not lack anything, because in Christ Jesus, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. I am rich in all things. I am rich in all things. I'm extravagantly rich in all things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There is no lack in me. Thank you, Jesus, because I lack nothing. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because I have all things. I have all things. I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. Now, let me show you something. You know, It's one thing to have something. It's another thing to be made something. Now, let me explain what I mean. You can have money, but you can be made wealthy. Both are not the same. The person who has money could one day lose it. But the person who is made wealthy knows how to always make money. So when the scripture says I have been made extravagantly rich, it means I have the capacity, I have the nature, I have the ability that produces this extravagant richness in every way. That means when I meet people, I have what it takes to gain favor because I've been made extravagantly rich with people. It means when I'm working, I have what it takes. I have been made extravagantly rich to always have ideas, inspirations. It means when it concerns money, I have the generating power to make wealth. It means there is no aspect of my life that I don't have the capacity to manifest what it needs to make that thing awesome. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because in Christ Jesus, I have been made. Okay. In Christ, I have been made extravagantly rich in every way. I have become what it takes to always have wealth. Thank you, Father. I have been made extravagantly rich in every way, in every wisdom, in every inspiration. Oh, I love the next statement. It says, I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from my intimate knowledge of Him. I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance. You know, the scripture that comes to my mind is that scripture when Jesus was speaking to His disciples and says, do not think what you say at that moment, because I have given you a mouth and a wisdom which none of your adversaries will gainsay, will be able to resist or gainsay. You see, life many times will always ask you questions. Challenges will want to hear, what do you have to say about this? What do you know about this? What can you do about this? What's your opinion about this? You know, when sickness comes, what sickness is asking is, what can you say? When challenges come, what is asking is, what do you have to say? When you meet difficult situations, all they are asking you is, what do you think you can do? What can you say concerning this? But I love what the scripture has said already. I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance. It means the Spirit of God comes upon me always and gives me utterance so that when I speak words, they come to pass. So that I will speak the answer to every situation. I have the answer to every difficult challenge. That's what the Bible is saying. I have the answer to every situation. I have the wisdom to every situation. I have words that turn things around. I have words that turn things around. When I open my mouth and when I speak, Masato Sekabayasa, answers come out. Because in Him, I have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance. My words are living. My words have life. My words are living. My words have life. My words change things. The words I speak, they are life-giving. The words I speak, they are changing situations. The words I speak, they are turning things around. When I speak, people get life. People receive answers. I have a wealth of inspired utterance. And I have the riches that come from knowing Him. And daily, I grow in my knowledge in Christ. Daily, I grow in my knowledge in Christ. No, you need to say that. Daily, I grow in my knowledge in Christ. I have the wealth that comes from this intimate knowledge with Christ. Oh, daily I know You. Lord Jesus, daily I know You. Daily I know You. Daily I know You. Oh, thank You, Father. Because I've been made extravagantly rich in all things, in every way. Thank You, Jesus. I've been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance. Thank You, Jesus. Because daily I know You. My life is blessed because I am in You. Because I have the blessing.
You've been listening to Scent Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.